This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Now, this is the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen, bringing in some heavy hitters from the world of talk to converse about what Talkers Magazine says are the big stories this week as we work our way from Christmas to New Year's. As a matter of fact, next week was the way we normally do things at the end of the year is put together the top stories from the year that seem to have influenced news talk discussion more than anything else. So I think there's a list of 15 that we'll have for next week. But for this week, it is the traditional 10 stories and the 10 people that attract a lot of attention. And I want to welcome in, as I introduce talker Joe Crummy and Victoria Keelan, along with me, Rich McFadden, not here this week. We will be going through these things and have our comments. And so for the first time this week, we're being heard on 97.1, The Big Talker, which presents more stimulating talk in the Flagstaff, Prescott, Arizona area. So 97.1, The Big Talker. What was that?
Big Talker. I like
that. That was a big punctuation point.
Nasty talker.
All right. So anyway, let's get to the charts, starting with number 10. NFL, NBA action. One of the things that I've seen this week that was most interesting, but I really haven't talked much about it on the air, is the, outing is the word for Daryl Strawberry. The fact that he admits to not only using drugs and having all kinds of problems during his career, but apparently he was so addicted not only to drugs but to sex that he would run into the clubhouse where women had been arranged for him. He would have sex between the innings of the game. Did you, anybody?
He's a busy guy. I read that, yeah.
Did you see that? Yeah.
You know, I saw that story years ago. I didn't know this was news. Wow.
On him? It was not the first time ever.
Yeah. Yes. Really? That he would do that, yeah.
Yeah, I think he just did a new interview, and I'm not sure with whom, but it was some big interview where he talked about that. But
I'm wondering,
how do you? A lot of questions.
How much time is there? There's 3 minutes worth of spots between on TV or radio between the innings. Okay, everybody changes the outfield, infield, run around. How do you have time to go have sex?
If he disappeared eight times a game, let's say, wouldn't the rest of his team wonder where he kept going?
I think they knew where he was going. That doesn't seem to have been a secret.
This is going to change the game for me now. Every time I watch the game, I'll be thinking, now, what did that guy do during the break?
Where did he go?
So where did he go?
Isn't that exhausting, though? How do you maintain your stamina
high
for the
on
game?
Drugs. He was high on all kinds of drugs. So maybe it didn't. Maybe this is the way he quenched his thirst or got the energy out of his body. You'd think that a good athlete would extend his body to the benefit of the game and not to the benefit of him or herself. But in this circumstance, seems like he's more interested in himself. But did he perform better because of this? Would be the question. How is he? I don't know that much. I know the name, but I don't know how. Was he really a good player? Was he a substantive player for the years he was on?
That would
on
be
the
a
Yankees?
Joe question. I don't know.
He was kind of streaky. I mean, he was a Mets guy. He was even a Yankee guy, I think, for a while. Yeah. He could have played with somebody else. A lot of people thought he was pretty good. He had a lot of power.
Did he switch sports and then he came back, or did he have a comeback later on?
I'm feeling stupid here because I should know this. I know he was a total Met. He was a Yankee for a while. He may have played for somebody else. I don't think he played other sports and stuff. I've read that he had done this stuff during the innings before, and that he had a substance abuse problem, and it was serious.
Yeah.
And that it impacted his game. I think he said that. I didn't know that he'd done a recent interview on it, but I don't think he played like a different game or something like that. I don't think he did.
There is a player who was a pitcher. I can almost see his name. He played football and he played baseball, and he was good at both of them. And it isn't that long ago. And I want to say his name began with a D.
No. Was it Bo Jackson? I think you
was it Bo
right
Jackson?
Story.
Bo
look
Jackson.
Look at Tim Tebow. Tim Tebow, speaking of the Mets, has taken a shot. Is it Tim or am I wrong? Is it
no, Tim Tebow is doing baseball now. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. In the
right,
minors.
That's what. Right.
Yeah.
So he's
but
playing
Bo,
with the Mets.
But didn't Bo Jackson go to the? He wasn't minors, right? In baseball, I don't know who he played for. It was before my time, but I know he did both.
There were a couple of other people. I remember Gene Conley, who played for the Red Sox and also for the Celtics. Back
wow.
when I was a kid.
Oh, that's an interesting one you'd never hear of. Football, baseball, yeah. You do hear a lot of crossover in college yeah. and things like that, yeah. but I've never heard of basketball and baseball crossover.
Oh, yeah. I'm gonna do a little Google on this because it's stuck in my craw. Who was it? Bo Jackson isn't the name I'm thinking of. It's somebody whose name began with a D, and I don't remember, but I'll work on it because that's my job. To work on figuring out what's going on so we can talk about it. Number 9 on the countdown is something that I frankly do not want to talk about. I'm tired of all the allegations of rape, and I'm not tired. I think I'm mentally tired because this has become such an abusive... We're living in an abusive time where there's so much... And you think, okay, this is the modern era. We're at the end of the year 2017. How is all this stuff going on? But you look on college campuses and you see the college athletes getting away with it. You see professional athletes getting away with it. You see people who are in prominent positions in business and politics and entertainment getting away with all this stuff. At some point in time, my God, it's like you've been being hit over the head with a wooden hammer. Where does it end? Where does it stop?
You're talking about Danny Masterson, the actor.
Yeah, I'm talking about Masterson now, but for God's sakes, every week it's somebody different.
So
every day it's somebody different. Enough already. Well, I want to know, but I want people to stop it. Who was it that just... We were talking about earlier, Victoria. Somebody who got... Well, somebody running a company someplace. It's every day.
Yeah, it's every day.
Somebody else. And it's just... It's good that we're flushing them out.
Mm-hmm.
But you just wonder how long the list is. You know,
are we
that
amazed?
Alphabet, I think, is what you're thinking of, Doug, right? The head of Alphabet?
Yeah, I think so.
Yep.
Yeah, the Google
yeah,
guy.
Yeah, he's the
latest.
Anyway,
what were you saying, Joe?
You know, it's funny. I'm amazed at all these stories about guys who, when they're taking a picture with a woman, is that a thing that you, when you're standing next to somebody, you grab them as the picture is being taken? Have I missed out on that all these years? I mean, I'm amazed at all those stories. You know, when you're posing with somebody to make your grab at that point. It seems like a lot of guys have been doing that for a long time. I never realized it. I never knew.
Victoria would probably disagree with me, but I'm going to say it anyway. There's a certain amount of immaturity that's connected men and their sexual prowess or what they think is cute or what they think they can get away with. It's just sort of accepted or has been accepted. And men don't pay a lot of attention. I saw something on the plane coming out here. There was a reference to men and just how that's just the way men are. And I recoiled at that. Why?
Yeah.
Where did that start and how is it okay? I'm trying to think of myself. What have I done over the years? Wink at somebody or say something that wasn't what it was meant to be suggestive, but could have been taken as a suggestive comment, that sort of thing.
Go ahead. The fact that you're even sort of worried about that tells me you've probably never really done anything that has upset anyone, and that's a good thing. But it's these other types of guys who have never considered repercussions, and they've never considered how it makes the woman feel. Those are the guys, and even now, still, obviously Harvey Weinstein, he went to sex rehab camp for, a week in Arizona? He doesn't take it seriously. Mm. And a lot of these guys who have been accused, they're stepping down from different positions, sure, but are they really going to change? Probably not.
Yeah. Well, you don't change at your own peril. attend to that, because the world is changing, and it's fast changing. 14 past the hour, you're listening to the Talk Radio Review, Talk Radio items from the folks at Talkers Magazine, which you can find at talkers.com. Also, if you go to talkers.com, you'll find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, all kinds of things. Those of you who are big fans of the format, which maintained its top status, by the way, this past year, as the most listened to format on the radio, and that's a good thing. Let me bring you around to something else that's a good thing that you hear. You hear a lot of these commercials on talk radio stations, actually, because people listen. The commercials, if I can put in a plug just for commercials on talk radio stations, they work because people are listening to what people are having to say. I've never understood this, and I say this lovingly to my music station brethren. Why, you know, the stations are always screaming, fewer commercials, like the commercials are bad. Or 50 minutes of music every hour, like that's better than listening to commercials. But without the commercials, the stations don't exist. So I don't bury, I don't hide these things. And I'm thinking about all the stations around the country that I've heard do spots for MyPillow. This is becoming a very popular product, and it's being advertised everywhere. And each person who approaches this has a different way of helping you decide that this is a good thing. And my way of looking at it is sort of a universal way, talking about what I have had for an experience with MyPillows and the people that are on the staff with me, people that are on the air with me, who get excited when they talk about getting a good night's sleep. Isn't that it's sort of a sad commentary on our lives, but we're so busy and wrapped up in things, hard for people to get a good night's sleep. But I'll tell you, this patented fill in the MyPillows will let you put the pillow just the way you like it, so you get to sleep faster and stay asleep longer and get a better night's sleep. What more could you ask for? Better REM sleep faster with a MyPillow. And you can get the deal. I think that this is going to probably change pretty quickly. The deal now is one premium pillow at the regular price. The second premium pillow comes free. Use the promo code DJV. Go to MyPillow.com. That's MyPillow.com. Remember to use the promo code DJV and get these pillows. The free premium pillow comes when you buy one. You get another one free. Give yourself the gift of a good night's sleep and do it in an inexpensive way. I love this. This is really a great story to tell, and I'm happy to tell it. Go to MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in 20 milligrams for $2 per tablet. That's a savings of $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic sildenafil to your door. For information on sildenafil, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 1-800-601-0310. That's 1-800-601-0310.
The sounds of the holidays. But when you have a million things to do, they can sound much different. So Staples is here to make all those sounds merry sounds. With great deals on laptops, tech accessories like keyboards, earbuds, and modems. The latest modems. Staples has great prices on just the right tech solutions all season long. Staples, more holiday fun, less holiday hassles.
Geico presents unhelpful home improvement how-tos.
Overhanging trees present a real danger. During high winds, falling branches can damage roofs and windows. So today, I'll show you how to protect your home by wrapping it in bubble packaging. All you need is a staple gun and 142,000 feet of bubble packaging. Let's get started.
You could try to protect your home with bubble packaging, or you could get covered for personal property damage through the Geico Insurance Agency. Call Geico and see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
If you could get rewarded for sleeping, would you? What about for sitting on a bench, looking out at the ocean? Or for sitting in a comfy chair, watching football on TV? Guess what? That third dream job is real thanks to Buffalo Wild Wings. You can come in, watch football, and earn points with blazing rewards just for being there. That's right. You're a professional football fan now. Brag about it to all your friends. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings. Beer. Sports.
Terms and conditions apply. Must be a Blazing Rewards member. To join and for details, visit BlazingRewards.com or download the Blazing Rewards app.
Bro, frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
After the hour, you're listening to the Talk Radio Review, a precursor or part of the Talk Radio Countdown show that we do officially with Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers. But each week we put together a couple of hours of conversation. When I say we, I mean me. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Joe Crummy, who's a broadcaster located in Los Angeles, has a podcast that those of you who are from the right side would be interested in perhaps listening to at iTunes. Every day does something different. It's called Evil Thoughts. Joe Crummy and his Evil Thoughts. Victoria Keelan is here. Her podcast is about movies.
Much lighter fare.
Yes, it is. City Slickers with Chuck and Victoria on iTunes and Google Play. You can check that out. Victoria's on the air every day, Monday through Friday, with me on the DJB show. And so we move ahead as we go through these top 10 items. The stories from the charts were this week. Approval rating of Donald Trump. And I don't even, again, I'm not trying to be desperate here. And I don't mean desperate in the sense that the word is usually used, but disparate in taking out the things that I find not interesting. Because I'm just one person of many. How many people here find this line of thinking or conversation to be of interest to an audience or to yourself? Victoria, Joe, are you interested in the Trump approval ratings or where Hillary Clinton stands there?
Well, why does Hillary, I don't even understand why Hillary is even put into some sort of approval rating. She's a private citizen. I don't get it. But
people still have strong feelings about her one way or the other. But
yeah,
she's not in any position to have influence over anything, so
right,
what difference does it make?
I mean, as someone who voted for her, I don't even really think that much about it anymore, so I don't really get why other people would, but
I don't either, but it may be that they're still thinking about her possibly coming down the pike in a couple of years and running again.
I don't think that's
Hillary?
No.
Look, until there was a wooden
They also
stick.
Said that she was going to run for mayor of New York City. That's never going to happen either.
Okay, you want to know, here's an insight. There's a series, I watched the whole thing on the plane flying to Los Angeles, There's the Kennedy story after Camelot that had Tom Cruise's wife, former wife, Katie Holmes.
Oh, yeah.
Jackie Kennedy. And one of the guys from Friends played Teddy Kennedy. And then there were a bunch of other actors and actresses that you never saw or heard of before that were in this thing. And it was a four-hour series taking things from post-death of the Kennedy brothers to when Jackie Kennedy died. And it was really very telling. It was based on books that had been written either by the people who were on the staff or those accounts from the people that were on the staff of things that were going on during the 60s, 70s, 80s, until Jackie died in the 90s. And it was really thinking about approval ratings and what people think about politicians. What an insight into these people and how they thought. And what Teddy Kennedy was a real bastard. Cur. The way he's portrayed. What'd you say, Joe?
Did they do the? There was all kinds of stuff that was said about the Kennedys. I haven't seen what you're referring to. Did they have the thing about Bobby and Jackie in there?
Well, yes, there was always a little.
There was a rumor about that, right?
There was a rumor about Ted and Jackie. Ted depended on her, according to the portrayal here. Jackie was the mainstay, trying to keep everything together. Joan was, unfortunately, an alcoholic, and yeah. I would have been if I was married to Ted. Joan was married to Ted.
Oh, okay.
Well, you would be, too,
if you were married to Ted.
Exactly. Yeah. That's the point. And people try to canonize him, but he was the worst by far of the brothers. The worst. Man.
Isn't he the guy that got kicked out of Harvard for...
Yes, he did. 2 years at Harvard, and he was out. 28 past the hour on the countdown.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
In today's automotive news, with compact SUVs being the hot new thing, Nissan released the new Kicks. The new Kicks is an all-new crossover and is meant for the urban, adventure-minded buyer. It is packed with features including standard automatic emergency braking and intelligent around-view safety monitor. Under the hood, a 1.6-litre four-cylinder engine with front-wheel drive and an expected fuel economy of 33 miles a gallon combined. Just to give you that personal feeling, speakers embedded in the headrests. The Kicks will have a starting price of below $19,000. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com. I'm Mick Miles.
Everyone knows about the risks of driving drunk. People could get hurt or killed. You could get arrested, incur huge legal expenses, or even lose your job. If you think drunk driving is no big deal, you couldn't be more wrong. Drive sober or get pulled over. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
If you think putting a supercharged V8 in a sedan is crazy or just plain wrong, well, we've got news for you. We don't care. Dodge. Welcome to the Brotherhood.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Protect your family this holiday season with affordable leather ID Stronghold wallets and purses. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. That's coupon code PRESENT, also available at Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, or QVC.
IDStronghold.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
The Talk Radio Review charts from Talkers Magazine focus on news talk conversations on the sort of political or issue-oriented news talk stations. Talkers Magazine every week puts this together every week of the year. This is the one for the next to the last week of December and the year. Number 7 on the list, the wildfires here in California. Joe, you and I might spend a minute talking about this. I was driving to the studio this morning, and it was in the dark. Yeah. And I just got to Los Angeles. I've been in L.A. for a couple of weeks. And so when the fires took place, it was in between. The fires started sort of the day after I left, and they seem to be over now for the most part now that I'm back here. The smell coming up the 405 to go to the 101 to come over here to the studio. Mm-hmm. I'm coming from Santa Monica up the 405 by the Getty Center. Mm-hmm. And, of course, it's dark, can't see anything, so I'll see the results of the fire. But I could smell. You could just, it's there. And you're in Studio City on the other side of the hill. Can you still smell the aftermath of the fires?
No, not at all. And I know the Thomas Fire is still burning. I don't know about the other one.
Yes.
But the Thomas Fire is still burning.
Yeah.
That's a big one. 272,000 acres. It started on the 4th of December, 60% contained. No, I don't smell it at all. There was a day or two in Studio City, it was a couple of weeks ago, that in the San Fernando Valley is at large, where you could really smell the smoke. And not only see the or smell the smoke, but see the ash on everything.
Well, I mean, you're right over the hill. From where in Bel Air, where it was up at the top of the hill on Mulholland, you're right down on the other side of the hill. So
yeah, that's exactly right.
The fact that it didn't get over there, you're lucky.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. If it started, well, if it came all the way over to where we are, that would really be a complete disaster. That would be there's so many people in the hills there. That would not be a good thing. But it was the ash for quite some time on everything. And
cars,
we don't see that. Oh yeah, everything. Everything.
Yeah. Yeah. Joe Crummy, who has a podcast called Evil Thoughts, is here with us on the Countdown, the Talk Radio Review. Victoria Keelan is here. Number six has to do with North Korea, continuing threats. What more, though, Victoria, came out of it this week was the fact that Kim Jong-un has killed 80,000, executed 80,000 people in his country this year, including most of his closest relatives, women with whom he has slept and had children. It goes on and on and on and on. What is in this guy's mind?
Psycho.
He is a psycho.
Where did you see that? Here's the thing. Where did you see that? You made
80,000.
Right. Yeah. Where did you read the story? I haven't seen it.
We were talking about it this week. I don't remember what day it was, Victoria.
Yeah, it kind of came
it was earlier
up
in the
a
week.
Few times. Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Well,
he had just executed somebody that was a close friend, and that's what brought my attention around to it. And then I started looking at some other things. But he's always, every day, there's some kind of execution for someone that he doesn't want to have around him anymore. So just, Saddam Hussein used to do the same thing. He didn't like you, he'd take out his gun and shoot you. End of story.
Well, you know what? I'm just very cynical about all that. You may be exactly right. That story may be 100% on the money with this guy. And then again, I also worry that you're just being set up for an invasion, and so you'll be ready to go when they want to pull the trigger.
But I see what you're saying on that one, Joe. But even if he's killed 10 people, the way he's done it, he shot the rocket at his uncle. He had another uncle who was eaten by a pack of wild dogs, and this was like even years ago. This has been going on for a really long time. So if it's 80,000 or if it's 80, this guy needs to be stopped. And I said
where
this
is
earlier
the world
in the
community?
Week.
There's
that's
Hague,
exactly.
The tribunal of crimes against humanity. Why is this guy still walking around?
Right.
Well,
because
the UN, he's in violation of, every time he tests a nuke, it's in violation of those UN laws and all that kind of stuff.
Right, but all the human rights violations, you know, we're not going to do anything with Cuba now because of the human rights violations, supposedly. And that's just on a macro, on a very micro level.
Asinine.
Which I agree, Doug. I think it is. But where is the world, the global community saying enough is enough with this guy? Everyone just seems to be looking the other way.
Every time this happens, World War I was caused by people who are in power ignoring the problems of other people who were in power. And World War II, the seeds for World War II were set when the League of Nations, which was the precursor to the UN, put together the Treaty of Versailles at the end of World War I, it sowed the seeds for a Hitler, and they so disparaged the Germans, they gave them no chance to recover. So it was perfect. By 1933, Hitler was on his way, and you see what happened with that. Nobody stopped him. The British, that whole movie now, that's out about Winston Churchill, and then the precursor to that was Neville Chamberlain, who had no balsam whatsoever. He was ready to give in. And Ted Kennedy, the old man, he wanted to placate the Germans, too. Yeah, let's make peace with the Germans. And so when we don't recognize this, the same mistake, this is one of the things that I have as a gripe of mine with education today, the stories, the history that's not being taught, world history, recent history, U.S. history, people don't have an idea. If they did, they would understand. And a lot of people say, well, Trump comes out of that same cloth. You know, he could be the next Hitler. You know, all of that stuff that comes out of people who just so hate him that that's the image that they want to create. I don't know that I want to go there, but I certainly would go there with Kim Jong-un. And where the placation, even the Chinese, I don't even get that, because the Chinese, they'll get the worst of whatever happens. The North Koreans, yeah, you can blow them off the map, but the South Koreans and the Chinese would get the worst in terms of if whatever the stuff that's used in the battles, that's going to blow into China, it's going to blow down into South Korea, it's going to affect Japan. Those are the things that those countries are the ones, it seems to me, ought to be working to bump this guy off.
Right. And for whatever reason, China, who I've said for the longest time, China is not our friend. They're our frenemy at best. They act like our friend sometimes, but they're really more of an enemy.
For business. They wouldn't be where they are if it wasn't for us buying all their junk.
Right. And so we're in frenemy status with them. But obviously, they must be benefiting from keeping that nut job where he is in North Korea. Because, why, like you said, Doug, why else would they put themselves in such jeopardy unless they just don't believe he's really going to do anything?
Right. They see him as a counterbalance to our hegemony in the region. That's what they see that. They go, oh, he's a thorn on the U.S.'s side. That's good.
Well, we're involved in lots of areas that we ought not to be, Joe. That's for sure. So,
but hypothetically, would the world be upset if it just became, if South Korea took over North Korea and it just became Korea? Would the world really be upset?
That's what it was for the 1950s when the war broke. Yeah. Chinese went in there and stirred the pot. That's how it all started anyway. Mao Zedong was trying to expand after his thing. You know, he took over in China in 1948, and by 1950, things were rolling. Let's go expand a little bit. China, all that landmass, they still wanted a little bit more. So, okay, let's go down and see if we can take over Korea. And that's what started what, you know, has become a... We lost that. There was never a real win there. That was when we started all of this excursion, modern excursion, into other areas where we have no business being.
But South Korea seems to have a very friendly relationship with everyone. So if it was just a bigger South Korea, I don't understand who would have a problem with that. Unless it's China, because China's getting something from North Korea that we don't know about. Maybe they're getting a huge payoff or something.
Well, China would have a problem with it because they see South Korea as really the U.S. Certainly Russia would have a problem with it. I mean, my understanding of what happened after World War II was that there was a power vacuum in Korea, that the Japanese had occupied Korea for the most of a century. And once Japan fell and the United States was, you know, obviously the big mover there, that there was this big power vacuum in Korea. So you had the Russians coming down from the north, seizing it from the north, and then you had the United States in the southern part of the country, and that's how you ended up with the Korean War, which is really just World War II extended. And Doug, you're right, World War II is just World War I extended. They had scores that were never settled. Yeah. And that, so they see South Korea as basically the United States. That's what they look at. That's how it's seen. And you can see with North Korea and Japan, there's no love lost there whatsoever, because Japanese were brutal when they were running the place.
They were worse than the stuff that's they did in China to the Chinese, the March to Japan, all of the stuff that was done, horrible.
Yeah. Right? So the North Koreans look at the United States as this evil country that attacked them, and they don't, and they could care less about Japan, because they, you know, many of their missiles hit Japan. You know, they're thinking, well, you guys are evil too, so the hell to you.
Well, you're not wrong when you said that those countries view South Korea as sort of a U.S. light, or
it's
the little
client,
you know,
state. Right, it's a client state. That's what it is.
Pop culturally, South Korea is so on par and so enamored with U.S. culture that when you look at the music and the fashion and the, it's the new beauty capital of the world. There's pop culturally, it is so similar to any major city in America now. So I agree with you on that. They probably do see that as
That's
baby America. Yeah.
I remember going to China, and the people that were my guides and drivers were wonderful folks, family folks. They were not allowed to have us meet their family. My family went over, my former wife, my two children, and I went around China for 7-8 days at the behest of the Chinese government. And I did my radio program from there five times, five different cities. And it was really a wonderful experience. And you could see Western influence. They called it Western corruption. Western right. influence there. And this was almost 20 years ago when I went over. Yep. So it really, life changed a lot with the influence of our money and our culture. And you see it all around the yep. world. People want to wear, you go places, the T-shirts they wear in Africa are all about American things. Mm-hmm. Not so much in Europe anymore, but you go to places, Russia, and China and South America. It's really very interesting. All right, 45 past the hour. The two stories that I think are the biggest this week, life expectancy and the statistics around that and the tax reform bill. Let's work our way through that as time allows here, continuing our discussion about the world of news talk radio on the Talk Radio Review.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to GEICO. I've never felt more alive.
Disclaimer, GEICO cannot guarantee you will feel more alive. You either possess functioning respiratory and circulatory systems, or you do not, or you are a zombie. If you are indeed a brain-starved zombie and you would like to save money on car insurance, the GEICO legal team applaud your excellent life choices, even in your shambling afterlife. But we strongly encourage you to visit GEICO.com or download the GEICO app. Please stay a minimum of 500 feet away from our large and presumably delicious, delicious brains.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
This report...
I'm back. That little voice inside your head. You know there's going to be that one last-minute gift to buy. Maybe even a client gift. Well, Office Depot Office Max has got something you'll love. Get $20 off when you buy $100 of Office Depot Office Max gift cards. $20 off $100 instantly. Shop Office Depot Office Max for last-minute gifts. Taking care of business. Offer ends 12/23. Right, limit 40... for household or business. E-gift cards are excluded.
46, almost 47 after the hour, News Talk Overview, the world of News Talk Radio with Victoria Keelan, having conversation with Joe Crummy. I'm Doug Steffen. The opioid crisis and where it is leading us. The life expectancy in America has dropped again this year, and a lot of people have been talking about it, especially late in the week after another report which shows Americans are expecting to live less than they did last year, 1/10 of a year, so let's say almost a month has been shaved off of the stat. And when you look at women, they live 5 years longer than men, an average of 81.1 years. Men, 76.1 years. The last time there was this kind of a drop was in the early 60s.
I wonder and what so, happened back then in the 62 to 63, what was going on then?
62 and 63. I'll have to give that some thought.
Was
that's
it
a
war?
Good question. No. We were not in war in the 60s.
So that's that interesting. The 60s.
What if it was Vietnam, but not till then? What did you say, Joe?
I wonder if it was smoking. Everybody was.
I don't think smoking affected people as much then. It hadn't started to kill people yet.
Oh, yeah, well, it wasn't. The stats weren't being. I think it was killing people. They weren't looking at it that way. They looked at it as separate lung and heart problems, not related to smoking. But the reason there is a problem now is that opioids are killing more people in our country, more women than breast cancer. 63,000 lives were lost to drug overdoses last year. And more lethal this year when the stats come out after the beginning of the new year. Last year, 42,000 drug fatalities, and most of them involved opioids. So that's why the death of the use of drugs is what's killing Americans at an earlier age. What kind of mindset makes you nuts enough to want to get on this crap?
But that's the problem, though, and that's why people have ignored this problem up until now, or now we're really dealing with it, and there's a task force, I guess, that Trump was going to do and the whole thing. Yeah. It's not people who just wanted to get on drugs. These are people who had surgery who are now hooked on heroin.
I get that. All right, so a lot of the discussion here. Thank you to Joe and Victoria. 10 before the hour, Talk Radio Review.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning, texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over a million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Christmas, which is appropriate. We're dreaming of a white Christmas. I'm Doug Steffen. Chuck Curry is here. Victoria Keelan. Everybody needs to know that we wish you all, we wish you a Merry Christmas, and we wish for you and hope for you a healthy and happy New Year. So, Chucker, we're playing White Christmas, one of the many movies. How many are there actually? How many of these Christmas movies are there, do you think, that are put away and then dusted off every year at this time?
Oh, there's a ton of them. But, you know, it's interesting, no matter how good or bad a Christmas movie is, it'll always play at Christmas. That's one of the benefits of doing a movie with a Christmas theme, because you'll get it broadcast year-round, and any actor involved will get a residual checked in the mail. But that's a clip from White Christmas, one of the great Christmas movies of all time. Even though a lot of the movie doesn't take place or doesn't feel like a Christmas movie other than the beginning and end, but boy, that movie has a ton of heart. Danny Kaye, I thought, was a great talent, very likable. But, you know, that song, White Christmas, originally was done in a movie made 10 years before, which was Holiday Inn, Bing Crosby and Fred Astaire. They asked Fred Astaire to do to actually do White Christmas, but I think he either held out for more money or Bing Crosby didn't get along with him, so they went with Danny Kaye. But that was a good choice also. One of my favorite Christmas movies.
Bing Crosby notoriously did not get along with a lot of people. He got along with Bob Hope even grudgingly, but he was not a good guy. He beat his kids. He was not a good guy.
He was an alcoholic, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was a bad guy. Anyway. But
having said that, his on-screen persona was very likable.
People loved him.
And he's likable in White Christmas.
Yep, very much so. All right.
And that movie was shot in a process called VistaVision, and it looks amazing in high definition. Beautiful colors.
That'd be good. Check that out. All right, so Christmas movies abound. Chucker's going to review The Greatest Showman right after this.
If you could get rewarded for sleeping, would you? What about for sitting on a bench, looking out at the ocean? Or for sitting in a comfy chair, watching football on TV? Guess what? That third dream job is real thanks to Buffalo Wild Wings. You can come in, watch football, and earn points with blazing rewards just for being there. That's right. You're a professional football fan now. Brag about it to all your friends. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings. Beer. Sports.
Terms and conditions apply. Must be a Blazing Rewards member. To join in for details, visit BlazingRewards.com or download the Blazing Rewards app.
47 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent
fine handcrafted cigars,
conceived in liberty and dedicated to
locally hand-roasted gourmet coffee
that all men are created
to enjoy hand-cast and finished collectibles from Getty's gear. Give the gift of great gear, celebrating the spirit of Gettysburg. Visit us today at gettysgear.com. That's gettysgear.com.
I'm back. That little voice inside your head. You know there's going to be that one last-minute gift to buy. Maybe even a client gift. Well, Office Depot Office Max has got something you'll love. Get $20 off when you buy $100 of Office Depot Office Max gift cards. $20 off $100. Instantly. Shop Office Depot Office Max for last-minute gifts. Taking care of business. Offer ends 12/23. Limit one per household or business. E-gift cards are excluded.
All right, so Chucker has seen one of the movies that has been talked about for the Christmas release season, The Greatest Showman, the story of P.T. Barnum. What'd you think? I guess he doesn't think much of it.
He didn't think that much of it.
All right. That looks like it would be that the fellow who is, the werewolf, Hugh Jackman,
Australian
actor. He seems to play a lot of different types of personalities and different roles.
He's so talented. He's been on Broadway. He has an incredible voice. To me, when they made the movie of Les Miserables, which I thought most of it was just terrible, he was the only thing that kept that movie afloat. His singing voice is just really amazing, and I think he has such incredible screen presence, too. So this is The Greatest Showman is definitely a movie that's on my list I want to see. Yep. And Michelle Williams apparently is very good, too.
Yeah. How many movies have you got on your list for this week? Because this is a good week for a movie. All right, so Chucker, we got him back again. Chucker,
okay.
Give us 15 seconds on The Greatest Showman.
I thought it was a misfire, but still had more than enough entertainment value for me to say, go see it. They really just touch the surface on the characterization of P.D. Barnum, and clearly I don't think he was a great guy, and they sort of deal with that around the edges. But there's like 12 song and dance numbers.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.